This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
All33.com, meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
Liquid Web, our premier hosting provider. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code FIGHT55.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 489.
489!
My name's Ingo Legold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By our fans, former fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I love it. It all works out. What's going on? Kimo Sabe!
Works every time. What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The world. Electricity bill?
Yes, the lights are
fuck.
What I need to do is I notice every time we do the show now,
yeah,
I need to put my doorknob on this door. The problem with this door behind me, it has a very unique cutout on it because it's a heavy door, because I'm trying to like soundproof down in here.
Yeah.
And I need somebody professional to come over with a tool and router it out properly so that the doorknob I have fits. So these contractors are unreliable. So,
at best, especially during these trying times.
Yes, so trying to get someone out here to do all these odds. We have a bunch of these odds and ends around the house, that stuff that we can't figure out how to do, but it's impossible. But at least it's quiet, so that's good.
I hear you. And you got a steering wheel, you're ready to fucking drive away. I always forget to mention that. Like, what the hell is he doing? Ingo's fucking driving away here.
You know, it's funny. I got this wheel on this Xbox here, and I don't even play video games. Like, I looked at that game you suggested last week, and I'm like, it looks awesome. And then I'm like, I don't know, I'll never fucking have time to play this. it's like, it's kind of sad. So I bring my Switch with me sometimes, like play that a little bit for a few minutes, but I don't know. Have you played it?
What are you playing on the Switch?
Diablo. And that's fun. Old school game. It's like 8-year-old game, but it's kind of cool to be able to take it anywhere and slay monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But we got a bunch of those like games that, like, I don't know, Olympics and all this crazy stuff. But the kids try not to have them play too much video games in the summer. Figure that's like a winter thing. So we get pretty crazy up in here in the wintertime. Competing,
your fucking hockey sticks out. Oh. You cross checking people into the
Mario Party.
I hear you.
It's good stuff.
That's what you do. You gotta do that shit. So we had UFC over the weekend. I just want to mention two fights, and I always feel sad. You have Robbie Lawler, then you take that fight on short notice versus Neil Magny. Like Jesus Christ, Neil Magny looked like he was a weight class above Mr. Lawler. And another grapple fuck fight from Magny. And the sad thing is, like, I'm not seeing that ferocity from Robbie Lawler that he used to have. And he's lost 4 in a row now, 5 of his last 6. And I don't know if it just goes back to the wars, right?
Yeah, I don't think, he doesn't have the gas tank like he used to have. You remember he used to have, like, this other gear where when he would go to war, it was like, I don't know, there was a lot in the tank. Right now, I feel like there isn't that much in the tank anymore, you know?
No, and I see, like, a guy who's going through the motions. I don't like to say that, because that guy's a fucking legend and a warrior, but he's just not there. He's just not him.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like, taken down. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll get up. Maybe I won't.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
On my back.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with him. And then Magny, here's a crazy, sneaky stat from him, said he has the second most wins in UFC welterweight history right now. So it's GSP has 19, Neil Magny 17, Matt Hughes 16, Thiago Alves 15, and he's tied Matt Brown and Thiago Alves both with 15. I'm like, that's crazy. I would have never put Magny on that list, probably not Alves or Brown either. I would just said it's GSP and Matt Hughes, and I don't know who the fuck else, right? Like, holy shit.
Well, it's crazy for me to think that we first saw him back in Kenosha, Wisconsin on some local card, that was the same card that Jonatas fought on.
Yeah.
Magny fought on that card and won. That was like 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it was. And now he's, you know, where he's at. So it's pretty crazy to me.
Yeah. And I don't know where he goes from here either. He looks like he's about 90 years old, though. He looks a little old.
He looks pretty old.
But good for him. You know, he gets a win. And then you have the main event. And I just want to say thank you for having a three-round main event. I don't want to see five rounds every time we have a fucking main event. So I was kind of shocked that they did it. So you had Rakic and Smith, and it was just leg kicks from Rakic and grapple fuck. And now, oh, I don't know what that was. That didn't sound good. Something was making a weird noise, but my fucking air conditioner sounded like it was going to blow up. Like, oh no. But Smith now, he's talking about moving back to middleweight. I'm like, what? He got kind of manhandled, but I don't know what to say about that. That's all I want to talk about for this weekend's card.
Okay.
There's one coming up this weekend, too. It's fucking, I think Overeem's fighting somebody, but it's just like a dog shit card. Like, I think they're just giving you a good fight on some of these cards or a name and then saving everything for a pay-per-view. But, you know, some of them you're just getting two good fights on a pay-per-view and then three shit. Mm-hmm. So, what do you got going on?
Well, and a little bit of strange news. So, typically on Tuesday nights, we tape the show, and then afterwards, I'll go upstairs, and my girlfriend's got me hooked on this show, Million Dollar Listing on Bravo, where there's like these real estate brokers in California, and they're going around selling houses, like ridiculous houses, right? Mm. It's a cool show because it has personalities, and it's kind of fun to watch or whatever. So we've been watching this for a few months, and I like it, right? So I don't really like this kind of TV. For some reason, I like the show. Anyways. So I'm sitting there watching this last Tuesday, and I'm like, what the fuck? They're doing like an open house on one of these crazy houses, and who do I see? But Jorge fucking Masvidal shows up to this house opening. It's like a $55 million house. I'm like, what is he doing there? I have no idea. This guy on the left is like the star of the show. He's like the top broker in LA or something. Like, they're doing like hundreds of millions a month in sales or something crazy. But I thought it was interesting because I'm like, look at this. They were all excited to have him on the show. Like, MMA has like transcended itself, and it's in all these weird places now. And I thought that was pretty neat. So,
well, that's when you know you've got a good agent, because he's fucking getting you out and on stuff that you normally wouldn't be on. Like, when, like you're saying, why the hell would an MMA fighter be on like a $1 million listing show? Like, some high end real estate show. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
$55 million is property. There's no way he can afford that.
No.
Why? There was all these brokers there looking at trying to find clients to sell this shit to. I'm like, why is he there?
Maybe he's there to threaten people. Like,
I have no idea.
You're not fucking interested in this? Are you too much of a fucking pussy? Yeah. Like, what? What
was even cooler is the star of the show, like, he knew who that was, and so that was kind of neat.
Yeah. That's rare for like
Well, there's rumor around the campfire that they're talking about doing this Masvidal Diaz 2 fight. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm not hype on that. Like, I mean, it's gonna, will it be entertaining? Sure, but I would rather see Masvidal fight someone he hasn't fought. Like, I'd rather see him fight Conor McGregor if you're gonna do something different. You know, let those two shit talk. And again, let's just say you're not going to be fighting in front of real fans anytime soon, probably another fucking year. So you're going to have to pick and choose your pay-per-views, and I know McGregor's fucking training, bring him back for something fun and not a fight we've already seen. I don't know, like, for a Nate Diaz, I don't know who he fights, but if that's the only fight that brings Nate back, I'm okay with it, but I don't know. The problem is I don't know who Nate beats anymore, you know?
Yeah, with that's his a tough style. Call. I don't know either.
And lack of activity, right?
We got to see him a few times to see where he's at physically, and he's not a spring chicken anymore either. They're getting up there in age now, so.
And even Connor, like, how does Connor fight without a crowd? I feel like there's certain guys that elevate, and I think Connor is one of those guys where he can feed off the crowd. So now give him no crowd and see how he operates. Is he still trying to sell it to everybody and
yeah.
build up to the fight? Is it the same? Like, I want to see that dynamic. I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
Did you see the UFC said they're going to build a hotel next to their mm-hmm. corporate campus? And this is what Dana White said. So they could be self-sufficient. So does the UFC know something we don't know? Like, are we going to be on a lockdown or in perpetuity or a partial lockdown?
Well, I wonder if the onus is to control the bubble even more so that mm-hmm. there was, you know, that the athletic commissions allow them to have their events, you know. I don't know. This whole kids going back to school thing is the big question mark, is how much boost in, you know, cases are we going to see? But I looked at the numbers from the last 6 months and it's not that much different now than it was at the peak of it, supposedly. So who knows? I think it's just maybe just like, you know, preventative kind of stuff that they're doing.
Well, it seems smart. And even if you opened it up, I mean, if I'm running a UFC, here we go, the UFC hotel, I'm doing like fucking theme suites. Like, this is the GSP suite, the Matt Hughes suite. Oh my God. Like, I worked at a hotel as a goddamn van driver, and they had all kinds of crazy suites. So, like, you have a 50s suite, an 80s suite, but you could totally
suite.
Yeah, the Derek Lewis, like, bang you in the ass kind of suite. Where's my Ronda Rousey?
It's taking a shit suite. Just one giant toilet in that
yeah,
suite.
And a massive bidet. Maybe 10 bidets. I don't know. I want to have my ass really clean. Like, you have all different manufacturers and temperatures.
Different pressure levels.
Hell yeah.
I think we should send bidets to people for Christmas this year. That'd be a great
They might
Christmas
have
gift.
Them already.
I've thought about getting one, but, you know.
I've debated it. My wife puts the kibosh on that one.
It's just really weird. It's a weird thing to have in your toilet.
Well, it can't be on a toilet that is shared with other people. That would be weird. I don't know. I'm not coming over to your house and using your bidet. Like, that's awkward. Like, I did it at a hotel, you know. I'll use a hotel bidet. But I'm assuming it's clean, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? So we got that going on. What else?
Well, reporter, this is a bit of connected news. So. Sure. The rumor around the campfire is that, well, not the rumor. This is a fact. Brock Lesnar is in free agency currently after failing.
Are we getting close to Brocktober, by the way?
We are. And he's failing. He failed to come to terms with the WWE on a yeah. new deal. So he's kind of dangling in limbo. So Johnny Bones Jones, who we know is going to heavyweight, had some things to say on Twitter this week. And here are some of his comments. He says, Stipe doesn't want to fight Francis again because the first fight really wasn't close. Looking at it from Stipe's point of view, fighting Francis again is definitely more of a lose situation than a win. Stipe asked for a new challenge. Why not fight the light heavyweight GOAT, aka himself? What's more exciting than that? He says, but John Jones says, by the time Stipe heals up, my body should be right where it needs to be because he's working on getting bigger, right?
Yeah.
And he says, Stipe versus Francis is high risk, low reward. Stipe versus himself, as in John Jones, not Stipe versus Stipe.
Like, what? We had that a couple weeks ago. They're challenging each other to a Modelo drink off.
Yes. It makes a lot of sense for both. And then last but not least, he says, Brock, I'll beat you a bitch ass too. So this is interesting because we have I feel like it's a perfect storm in the heavyweight division. You got John Jones moving up. You got Stipe, who's like the best heavyweight in all of time. Suddenly Brock Lesnar becomes a free agent. So what do you think is going to happen? Who's going to fight who? What the hell is going on? Talk to me.
I'm going to lean in for this. Daniel Cormier is going to fight Brock Lesnar.
You think so?
No, he's retired. But
he's retired.
I know. There is a new contender because Coker said he'll offer up Fedor. So you could get Brock Lesnar versus Fedor in Bellator.
That's a bigger money deal. Brock will go for that.
Fuck sure. Yeah. And that's a tough fight to pick.
You put that shit on CBS because to try to promote their new move to the new station.
Shit, yeah.
It'll have huge viewers. I think you're probably hitting record numbers with that.
Yeah, because you got to think, who's going to offer more money? I mean, obviously the UFC has a shit ton of money. And do I want to see Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones? Fuck yeah. Like, if I can get any fight for Jon Jones at heavyweight, I'd love to see him fight Brock Lesnar. I'd also love to, see
Brock Lesnar smash the shit out of him.
It could happen. It could happen. I give him a 10% chance there.
Okay.
And that's pretty high when you think about it. He hasn't fought in a long time. He doesn't like to get hit. But John isn't going to hit you with a lot of force. He's going to hit you with a lot of shit and out cardio your ass. So, but fuck, Brock versus Fedor. Come on. Like, I'd like to see that too. I think Fedor fucking murders him. Fucking destroys him, even at an advanced age.
Fedor? Yes. That's a tough one. I think there's a lot of wrestling. I'm up in the air on that one. Brock versus Fedor, I think it's a toss-up.
Could be. Anything can happen, and I'm amazed.
Flip a coin.
But I don't know, will he actually make it back? Because it seems like every time this happens, he just uses fighting as a leverage chip against the WWE, and then he always goes back. But it's hard to say, like, what does that guy want? I don't even know. How old is Brock now? He's got to be in his 40s.
100.
Yeah. And then you got to get all your steroids out of your system. So maybe you do go to the Bellator and keep the steroids in. You know, whatever. Allegedly.
I like it all.
Yeah, I like the talk of him back in the equation. But it's funny that it's happening right around October. October! My favorite month of the year.
Yes. You're going to grow the beard?
Nah, it's just too much work. It just gets too itchy. It's not worth it anymore.
Okay.
So, what about Daniel Cormier? So, he officially retired. I think he's doing some kind of work tonight at that Tuesday night contender series. And what do you think he's going to be best remembered for? You know, Daniel Cormier.
Cormier?
Yeah.
I mean, I will always remember him, that visual I had of him throwing Dan Henderson around like a little kid.
Offensive.
It was really offensive.
Yeah, you got to respect your elders, motherfucker. You can't be launching this guy in outer space.
I watched Henderson, you know, take Bisping's soul, and then he goes up to, you know, fight, you know, Cormier and gets thrown around like it was just crazy. But there's that, and then, I don't know, I think I remember that, and then the Jon Jones, I'm not going to just let you kill me, John. Those are the two things that I remember.
He's still there, pussy.
Yeah. I can't say I remember anything memorable in the cage other than that. What about you?
No, I think I remember him for crying after his loss. Like, that's what I remember. Or slams, and probably being second best. You know, right? At light heavyweight. And probably a fucking really good teammate, because he could have been a heavyweight his entire career, but chose to go to light heavyweight out of respect for Cain Velasquez, which hurt his career. I mean, he could have been a fucking heavyweight champ for who knows how long.
Yeah.
You know, that's debatable. You know, when you look at Cain or DC, like, fuck, hard to say if those guys fought. I mean, Cain was changing too once the new drug policy came in. There was a guy who used to have awesome cardio, and then all of a sudden he goes to Mexico and has no cardio. What the fuck, man? I don't know how that works. So, well, you know, he's going to have a good career in commentary now, and, yeah, you know, probably coaching too. Looks like a great coach/commentator. So, And then I think Chris Cyborg was just calling him a fucking UFC shill, because I forgot what he was saying. I think he said after one of his Jon Jones fights that Lorenzo and Dana gave him $1 million bonus, the record.
Yep.
And Cyborg was saying, well, they didn't even remember when they moved the whole fight, like on 2 days' notice, they moved from, like, were they in Vegas and moved to California or something like that? Tested
net positive or something.
Yeah, with all the fucking picograms of bullshit. So then Cyborg was saying, listen, they didn't even pay for my flights. I lost all my appearance fees in Vegas and blah, blah, blah. And here's you getting a fuck. And she was a co-main event on that fight card. And then here's Cormier getting his $1 million bonus and blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, now you're just a fucking shill for the UFC.
That's correct.
The like, shill. It kind of is. Like, anytime someone's talking shit, it's because they took care of this guy. They don't always take care of everybody. It's like they take care of a select few.
Yeah.
But you got to be high-end, grade A piece of meat.
Grade A prime.
Uh-huh. That kind of shit. What else is happening?
That's all the news I got, sir.
Trying to find something here. So here's an interesting thought, and let's see how this one will come up. So Volkanovski says, he's replying to a tweet. He says, easiest money you'll ever make, Dana White. Let's make it happen. So Patricio, whatever, is willing to bet Dana White $1 million that he could defeat the UFC's current featherweight and lightweight champs. So seeing how Dana White is a fucking betting man, do you think he would bite to a cross promotion if there was a $1 million bet involved?
Yeah, I think the way you do it is you put $1 million on the line, and if he does it, he gets it. If he doesn't, he doesn't get it. That dude doesn't have $1 million. So
no, yeah. But I mean, Dana White, I think he's such a gambling addict. Like, that's an interesting angle, right? Like, mm-hmm. Hit him where he, like, there's a problem.
there's an itch.
Yeah. Like, I might want to scratch that itch and take a chance. Mm-hmm. Cross promote. I'll give you Brock Lesnar versus Fedor. Maybe the UFC signs the Brock Lesnar and then you cross promote. Yeah. I don't know if it ever happened, but I just didn't say that's an interesting angle. I mean, try that.
It is again. Never going to happen, man.
It's never going to happen. But something different. Let's see what else is going on here. Let's see, Wanderlei Silva's going crazy.
Again?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me find out what he's doing here. I'm putting shit out of order in my fucking stuff here, so give me a second. He posted this fight card. I don't know. Can you see that all the way?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Fight Club After Dark. You got Vitor Belfort versus Wanderlei Silva, Tito Ortiz versus Rashad Evans, Fabricio Verdum versus Fedor, and with two additional high-profile undercard fights and special musical guests. Blah, blah, blah. It's on the Tyson Ranch, apparently, November 21st. Like, what the fuck is this guy talking about, man?
Who's Tyson? What is a Tyson ranch? Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah, Mike Tyson, his weed farm, remember? He's got a whole ranch, but these fights aren't real. Everyone else, there's a ton of people are under contract. I think Vitor is under the 1FC. I don't know where Wanderlei is anymore, if he's fucking Bellator. Fucking Rashad's way retired. Tito, I don't know what's going on. Verdum, I think, is a free agent or in Bellator now, and Fedor is in Bellator. So you're not going to fight on whatever pie card this is, but maybe Wanderlei thinks he's fighting on that card and training for a fight on November 21st.
As long as he promotes with the flashlight, I'm good.
I don't know what's going on, man. I'm just trying to keep up. These guys are going high-tech, high-speed. Did you see TJ Dillashaw's wedding picture?
I did not.
And there you go.
Wow.
What do you make
of it? I don't know. He has to wear the belt?
Oh, my God. How disrespectful can you be to your wife? I'm just saying. I don't know.
This belt is more important than our love.
Yeah. Like, it's not leaving. Okay, Tim Sylvia. Listen, buddy. I heard he's supposed to be trying to come back.
I'm the champ.
I don't get it. I'm surprised his wife allowed that shit. Well, you could tell who wears pants in that family. It's not like a Carlos Condit.
It is him.
You got anything else?
I do not. I was trying to look up that I was trying to find that Wanderlei Silva.
Oh, it's hard. I think they scrubbed it from the internet.
I can't find
it. I had a hard time the last time I was looking for it. I
cannot find it because he's totally insane on that video. Whatever. Okay.
I'm trying to pull up my shit here. Okay. All right, let's do some tweet of the week.
Okay.
I'll pull shit up in advance, and hopefully it shows up. So, Rampage Fan 420, hopefully he delivers on this. He says, "I'll put a rusty nail up my penis if Anderson loses to Uriah fucking Hall."
Ouch.
Oh, man, that's aggressive.
That makes my balls hurt.
Yeah, I didn't really think about where he was putting that. I thought originally he set up his ass. Now I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot uncomfortable. I'm moving right along. We'll go to the next one. Hopefully this one's better. Oh, fucking poor guy. All right, here we go. So this is the MMA dude. He said, "Who did my guy Sugar Sean like this?" It's his professional record breakdown. Apparently got a win over Marlon Vera. The decision via O'Malley won't accept the loss. Fucking guy. I think he's still out there on his podcast throwing shade. Like, I never lost.
I love it.
You got a bitch-ass nerve. I don't even think he's addressing the nerve. He's got a bitch-ass nerve. You got to fix
it. He does. I agree.
There's a weakness in that man's game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, I was looking at something Tommy Tolhold had posted on Twitter and the response. So Tommy Tolhold says, "God damn it, Fire Fist is an awesome nickname." And then the Zara Blue says, "My vagina says different." Like, what? I don't know what the hell's going on, but okay. Someone's been Fire Fisted. I don't know what that's about. Moving right along. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Trying to find my shit. UFC 489. Let's do a little ass nuts.
Okay.
Do you guys want to see Nick Diaz versus Robbie Lawler now? A little rematch of old tarnished legends? No, it's time to feed them to the up-and-comers, right? Like, that's how we do it in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Nick comes back ever, do you?
It's been like 10 years.
Seriously. It's all over a weed problem. That's why he's been out. Maybe he thought he was suspended indefinitely. Like they tried, remember?
Yep.
Like, we're just going to put him out forever. Yeah, thanks. Whatever that crazy lady was. Rich. And then Rodrigo Machado closed out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I'm going to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions. Number one, do ghosts and spirits of our deceased loved ones exist, or are they only mental projections?
I think they exist. I see things, man.
You see dead people?
Sometimes.
I jerk dead people off.
Nice. Ooh, that's an advanced technique.
Yeah, fucking aggressive. The reverse grip. How can we be sure there is or is not life after death?
We can't. No one ever died and came back to tell us about it.
Because I get ghost jism all over my face. I don't know. If death is inevitable, why bother doing anything?
I think because the idea, that's a crazy question. Because you know what, a lot of things are inevitable. It doesn't mean I'm not going to do shit. Because I think we're not meant to die. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to live. There's a difference there.
Yeah, and what if there's nothing? What if it's just nothingness? I don't believe that.
So
my belief is a reincarnation. You just keep doing shit over and over until you get it right. And I don't know what right is, but feel like I've been here a bunch of times and I just keep coming back because I keep fucking it up for whatever reason. I don't know why. Number four, is there such a thing as a good death?
Yes.
Like what? What's a good death?
A good death?
I mean, it could mean a couple of things. Like you're fucking like a champ and you just...
That's a good way to go. That's my preferred method.
That's a good death.
Exiting. That's a good death.
Or is a good death, is that Kevorkian guy around anymore? Like, say you've had, like, you got some kind of terminal disease, but you just keep living and living.
And then you die.
Yeah, but you're just in pain, like, 100% of the day. So you just want to check out, and then they give you the button to let you get assisted suicide.
Is that a good death?
Yeah, because it puts you out of your pain.
Oh.
That would be a good death. Maybe not for everybody around you, but are you?
I think a good death is killing the Darwin Awards. That's a good death. Calling
the stupid fucking people. Do you have lights going on and off now in the background?
I don't know. Something's happening.
You're talking about the ghosts, and they're coming to get you.
There's like a power issue.
Over your left shoulder, I can see a light that's going on and off.
It is. I see it. I keep looking that way, and I'm like, I'm talking about ghosts. I need to get out of the basement quick. Hurry up, man.
To get you.
Don't say that.
They're coming.
I'm going to run out of here as soon as we're done. I'm going to run.
Okay. Fair enough. I hope they don't get you. I was trying to try to Vanderlei Silva your ass.
Been nice knowing you.
What? We're not coming to get you.
Super creepy.
I know. You're welcome. let's do Fuck, Marry, Kill Celebrity Edition number 105. Female. Here you go. Female wrestlers number 20. It's Billy Kay, Emma, and Peyton Royce. I almost said Royce. Anytime you see a R, it's a H. Oh, hey no, hey no.
Oh.
So first we start with.
Yeah, I like
Billy
that.
Kay.
Her face looks like painted on though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's.
I like it a lot.
Gonna have some hip action. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Emma.
Wow. Okay. Good job, Rodrigo Machado. You're on a roll today.
You're on fire! And then Peyton Royce, or Hoyce.
Wow, this is a tough one. I'm going to fucking marry them all, man.
Okay, you can have them all.
Little polygamy going on here.
I can abstain. if I have to choose, I'm killing the last one. Marrying the second one, fucking the first one. Just like that. Make knowledge for the week.
This week I got nothing.
Well, I got the new Avengers game. Hopefully it's all installed. I think it was, hey, take this 11 gigabyte download update, day one update, plus who knows how big it was. It was probably 20 gigs. You're probably looking at 31 gig all in. We'll see what happens. Got the deluxe edition, so I can play it 3 days earlier than the rest of the Jamokes.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Let me know what it is. Maybe I'll get it or something.
I was going to say it's four-player co-op, but, oh, and our friend Brian said he's not only buying a PlayStation, he's also buying the new Xbox.
Yeah! Finally.
So he'll be in the game. We just got to find some shit we can all play together. So this one, I don't know if it'll be around by then still, November-ish.
Yeah.
But four-player co-op.
There'll be a new round online. Of all new games on the new Xbox, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure there's some shit we could play, multiplayer, four-player, mm-hmm. kind of shit. Yeah, your light keeps flashing on and off. I gotta go! You're gonna get me! That's it, shut it down!
Alrighty, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.